This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Foolish Dictionary by Gideon Words. Letters M and N. Hell is paved with good intentions. Also, asbestos. M. A fool and his wife are soon parted. C. Alimony. Magazine, a receptacle for explosives, literary or mechanical. Magnate, one who can float capital in a considerable body of water. From the Latin, magnus, great, and nator, to swim, a great swimmer. Maiden lady, a term applied to an old maid by those who wish to avoid hurting her feelings. Malt, a humble grain which often gets into a ferment, cools off, and becomes stout in its old age. Man, something that goes first on 4 feet, then 2, then 3, but the more feet it goes on, the weaker it be. Man about town, one who is on speaking terms with the head waiter. Manicure, the only woman who can beat a carpenter at soaking nails. Manners, a difficult symphony in the key of B natural. Mark, in Germany, 23 cents. In the United States, only twain. Masculine, from the Greek, maskos. Girl, and euklos, easy. Easy for the girls. Massage, a touch, with intent to rub it in. Matrimony, a game for women in which the unmarried half are trying to find a husband, and the married half trying not to be found by one. Both halves are eminently successful. Meal, according to the liquor laws, a minute bunch of crumbs entirely surrounded by booze. Medium, a party with one ear in the grave, but both hands on your wallet. Hello, central, give me heaven. Melodeon, an alleged musical instrument, popular at home, but unpopular next door. From the English, melody, in the Latin, un, without. Warranted without melody. Menagerie, from the French, mélange, mixture, and the German, Freuchen, smell, a mixture of smells. Messenger boy, from the English, miss, to fail, in the Latin, egno, to arrive, one who fails to arrive. Meter, the gas man's trysting place. Meter, in the cellar. Mind, no matter. Matter, never mind. Mine, a hole in the ground owned by a liar. Minstrel, a footlight fowl that makes its nightly lay in every city. Miracle, a woman who won't talk. Mist, generally a small, light rain. Scotch mist, a cloudburst. Mitten, something a tender-hearted girl gives a young man when she knows she is going to make it chilly for him. Money, society's vindiction of vulgarity. Monopoly, a modern device for impoverishing others. From the Greek, monux, swift, and poloi, the people, a swift kick for the people. Moon, the only lighting monopoly that never made money. Mortgage, from the French, mort, death, and the English, gag, to choke. A lawyer's invention for choking property to death. Mosquito, a small insect designed by God to make us think better of flies. Moth, an unfortunate acquaintance who is always in the hole. The only ones who try to get him out are his enemies. Mouse, the frequent cause of a rise in cotton. All gone to sixes and sevens. Ladies' footwear in Chicago. N. Time and tide wait for no man, but time always stands still for a woman of 30. Nature. The author of The Seasons, an interesting work over which spring pours, summer smiles, and autumn turns the leaves while winter catches the drifts of it all. Neck. A close connection between chin and chest. used for the display of linen, silk, furs, jewelry, and skin, fitted with gullet, windpipe, hunger, and thirst, and devoted to the rubber industry. Negro, one who votes your way. Nigger, one who doesn't. Neighbor, one who knows more about your affairs than yourself. Nerve, breaking the hairbrush on the disobedient scion, then making him pay for a new one. See revised version, spare the rod, and spoil the hairbrush. Next, the barbarous password to the heaven of the shaved and the unshaved. Nip, something bracing from without or within. When felt in the air, it's a frost. When found in a glass, a lifesaver. Nobility, a gang of foreign brigands having abducent designs on the American damsel and the American dollar. Non-conductor, the motorman. Nose, a prominent member of the face family, usually a Greek or Roman, who owns the shortest bridge in the world. He's often struck up in company, but frequently blows himself when he has his gripe. Principal occupations, sniffling, sniveling, sneezing, snorting, and scenting, intruding in the neighbor's affairs, stuffing himself without permission, and bleeding for others. Note, commissary, the substance of things long hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Novel, a fabric that is often knit in print, though the yarn be well spun. Nurse, one who keeps setting up the drinks after you're all in. End of letters M and N.